I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1500. I hope you appreciate your Bible. It's easy to grab a copy of the English Bible off of our shelves and take it for granted. Take for granted what it took to get it to us. I probably have 20 or more English translations of the Holy Book on my shelves. But today, let's see the literal suffering and death it took to get it to us. I hope you appreciate your Bible. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two great commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others. And we learn about the God we love through Scripture. In the book 131 Christians Everyone Should Know, we learn about a man that we're all indebted to. William Tyndale could speak seven languages and was proficient in ancient Hebrew and Greek. He was a priest whose intellectual gifts and disciplined life could have taken him a long way in the church, had he not had one compulsion: to teach English men and women the good news of justification by faith. By 1523, his passion had been ignited. In that year, he sought permission and funds from the Bishop of London to translate the New Testament. The bishop denied his request, and further queries convinced Tyndale the project would not be welcomed anywhere in England. To find a hospitable environment, he traveled to the free cities of Europe, Hamburg, Wittenberg, Cologne, and finally to the Lutheran city of Worms. There, in 1525, his English New Testament emerged, the first translation of the Greek into the English language. It was quickly smuggled into England, where it received a less than enthusiastic response from the authorities. King Henry VIII, Cardinal Wolsey, and Sir Thomas More, among others, were furious. It was said, "Not worthy to be called Christ's Testament, but either Tyndale's own testament or a testament of his master Antichrist." Yikes! On Saturdays, Tyndale walked Antwerp's streets, seeking to minister to the poor. On Sundays, he dined in merchants' homes, reading scripture before and after dinner. The rest of the week, he devoted himself to writing tracts and books and translating the Bible. We don't know who planned and financed the plot that ended his life, but we do know it was carried out by Henry Phillips, a man who had been accused of robbing his father and of gambling himself into poverty. Phillips became Tyndale's guest at meals, and soon was one of the few privileged to look at Tyndale's books and papers. In May of 1535, Phillips lured Tyndale away from the safety of his quarters and into the arms of soldiers. Tyndale was immediately taken to the castle, the great state prison of the Lower Countries, and accused of heresy. Finally, in early August of 1536, Tyndale was condemned as a heretic and degraded from the priesthood and delivered to the secular authorities for punishment. On Friday, October the 6th, after authorities took their seats, Tyndale was brought to the cross in the middle of the town square and given a chance to recant. He refused, and he was given a moment to pray. English historian John Fox said he cried out, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." Then he was bound to the beam, and both an iron chain and a rope were put around his neck. Gunpowder was added to the brush and logs. At the signal of a local official, the executioner, standing behind Tyndale, quickly tightened the noose, strangling him. Then an official took up a lighted torch and handed it to the executioner, who set the wood ablaze. Wow. Here's the great question. Does your passion to read and live God's Word match Tyndale's passion to get it to us? Let's pray. God, we thank you for William Tyndale. We open your Word and we read it without realizing the human sacrifice it took to get it to us. Thank you for preserving Scripture. Thank you today for the work of Pioneer Bible Translators and Wycliffe Bible Translators, who seek to make the Word an accessible book for all the languages of the world. Thank you, God. Bless their work for your glory. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1501. In the meantime, the next time you pick up your Bible to read, take a moment to think and thank. Think about the blood, sweat, and tears that it costs to give you the Bible in your language, and then give thanks. I hope you appreciate your Bible.